episode 863, The Pain of Knowledge.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is starting off fantastic. It is a beautiful day here, and I hope it's a beautiful day in your heart today. It is Mindset Monday. We're going to really dig a little bit deeper here on the pain of knowledge. And that may seem a little strange, but I promise you, you will want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Our mind likes to play a lot of tricks on us. The thoughts that we carry in our head, mindset is the key to your overall success. Because the enemy comes in and uses our thoughts. He wants to kind of strangle us, even with our thoughts, hold us captive. And then it brings into knowledge. The pain of knowledge can be very stressful and real when you desire to impact your circle of influence, the world in which you touch. Now, how can there be pain in knowledge? Maybe what first comes to mind is pain, like a physical pain. You can have pain in a lot of different ways. You can have spiritual pain. You can have emotional pain. You can have financial pain. None of us ever want financial pain. There's pain across the board in all spectrums of life. So I want you to think about what you aspire to accomplish. You attend school, you invest in conferences to dive deeper and to extend your foundation further by doing some self-research and global examination. At the point you're ready to put your knowledge into practice, you're like, yes, here I go. I'm going to live out my dream. What appears to be very logical turns into frustration and confusion. It's like, do I really know anything? Do I know where I'm supposed to be headed? You know your stuff though, but it's the real life factor that takes its toll and presents with unexpected turbulence. So what does this all really mean? What is this? How does it break down? How can you begin to say, okay, what is my next step? How can I move forward? Because it's a self-thought of, why can't I get to where I know I'm supposed to be? I have the knowledge, the skills, but nothing is happening the way I imagined it. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe you thought you would have a Cinderella story. Maybe it's building your business and you've been doing it now for 3.5 years and you're like, but I've gotten nowhere. I'm making very little money and I don't know. Should I give up? Should I go back to the corporate world? What do I do? And maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you're in the corporate world trying to get out of the corporate world. You have the knowledge, you have the skills, but nothing is happening the way you imagined it. Your predicted timelines are impacted. Self-doubt creeps in stronger than when you were learning and training. The fear of all the what-ifs become greater than your dream. This is the pain of knowledge, not understanding what's before you, hesitant of the next step and wondering if moving forward and pushing through is worth it. Well, are your dreams worth the greater degree of unexpected pain? Of course they are. I know you're shouting at me from your heart. You're like, yes, I am worth it. My dreams are worth it. Why even question me? Because it's the pain of knowledge. You don't know, yet you know. And when you know what you know, that's where it becomes painful because it's like, well, what's my next step? So how can you compensate for the pain you feel and not let it hold you back? What does it look like? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Keep the commands of your heart. And this actually comes from the greatest, most explicit, well-written manual in the entire universe, the Bible. Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 6. I want to read it to you, and then I'm going to break it down a little bit more. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let the love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Very simply written. Now go do it. But we got to look at the real life. It's that real life factor that hits us, that pain of knowledge saying, I got this, but I don't got that. So how can you meld the two of them together? God says, keep my commands of your heart. What I lay before you, follow me. Let me direct your path. Stop trying to worry about all the little details. Don't major in the minors. Let God take control. It's all about love, faithfulness, and trust. When you break it down, it says, let love never leave you. Bind them around your neck. It's also the faithfulness. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. It's both of them. Sometimes when we get all up in our own head, like we've got all the answers, we find out we really don't have all the answers. And the pain begins to set in. And it doesn't matter how much medicine that we take to numb the pain, whether it's truly something over the counter, it's a different drug, it's alcohol, maybe it's a different type of food, maybe it's sleep with depression, whatever you do to kind of like calm yourself, there's nothing greater than leaning on the understanding of which God is directing you. And letting him say, ha ha, I got this. Let me be there in every detail, not just when you think you need me. Because honestly, the real life factor is, I mean, you know me, I like to be honest here and real and authentic, and I let it all hang out. We like control. But we have to give that control and we have to surrender and let God be there. Trust in the Lord. You see, you have love, you have faithfulness, and then it comes to trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Yeah, you may think you know it all, but God says you need me. Sometimes that's actually where we miss the boat. We're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect. So let God be there. Let him say, all right, Sue, this is the direction we need to go. Christy, this is where you're supposed to be. Crystal, what were you thinking? Diana, come on, you can do this. But you have to follow me, love, faithfulness, and trust. It's not easy, but it is simply laid out. Keep the commands of your heart. When I listen to that and read it, there's like this hidden passion. It's God's heart saying, you know what? I got you. I really do. Just let me do my job. Instead of us replying and responding, going, oh yeah, well, I went to school and I know all of this and I can figure out. I've got the business plan. I have got it all laid out. And then you find out you're hitting about 200 brick walls in one day. And you're ready to throw in the towel. You're ready to quit. And this can be anything in your life because it's about the mindset. It's about the next step. Those thoughts that go off and bounce in your head. Do you remember the old-fashioned, maybe they're old-fashioned. I know they're still around, but the pinball machines. And I used to play with them. Now, I was not big in going to arcades. I was not that. I do remember we did finally get an Atari, and Space Invaders was my favorite game of all. But I remember that every once in a while, we would go to like a pizza pub, and there would be a pinball machine there. And I really didn't care to play it, but I would watch like my dad play it or my brother would play it. And that's about it. I didn't care to play it. And I would watch it. But what was fascinating is how the ball would bounce off of all these different areas. And then you just had these two little paddles down there. And sometimes you would have some on the side. If it was a little more high tech, you know, the more pinball machines got, I guess, I don't know, more sophisticated, they had like three or four or five paddles, six, I don't know. Anyway, the thing is I would sit there and watch the ball bounce and it would hit and ping off of everything. Bing, 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 bing. And I'm sitting here going, come on, if you hit it from this paddle, it's got to hit there and it's got to come down. Surely I can make it work. Yeah, I was never good at games, so I never tried. Sometimes that's what happens in our own life. We try to take that ball ourselves and we try to aim it directly in the hole. We want to hit and get those 5,000, 5 million points. And we keep doing it and we don't get to where we're going. Even though we think we've got the right trajectory, we've got all the knowledge, we can conquer this. You can't conquer it until you realize you need Christ. Keep the commands of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. I don't want you to think I'm harping on you at all. This is a message directed to me because I like to control. I wouldn't say it's fun, but it's, yes, part of my personality. And sometimes it's really a good part of my personality. And other times it works totally against me. Where are you in your journey right now? Where are you with your dreams and your goals? Where are you with your family, with your marriage? Where are you with your personal life? What are you doing to become your better selfie? And being able to walk in the path and the direction that God wants you, only you can answer that. And it's a conversation you need to have with him. Mindset is the pathway to your success. Because we've got to get out of our own way. We've got to keep the commands of your heart. Keep that passion burning because God has a passion for you. He created you on purpose, for a purpose, and it's your time to begin to walk in the story that he's written. Are you ready to accept that challenge? Maybe you want someone to come beside you. Click on the link, Take Aim. I would love to gift you a complimentary coaching call. When you click on that link, it opens up a quick little form. It's our first conversation. Then we can set up an actual time where you and I can chat on the phone. It is really cool, and I promise you, you will walk away with some tools and strategies that will impact your life. Are you ready to love, to walk in faith, and to trust? Now is your time. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.